are a clever bunch.
On Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450, The Ticket.
And we'll see just how clever we are coming up. We're going to play Pardon the Horn in a matter of moments. On the phone line with us to play that game is CincinnatiSports.com's Chris, otherwise known as Franny out there. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here, guys.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Is it Cincinnati Sports or CincinnatiSports.com? How am I referring to it? I totally don't know if I'm doing this properly.
I would prefer that on the air probably reference the domain name, CincinnatiSports.com.
Gotcha. All
right. That's what we've been saying.
We've been doing it right.
That's, we are awesome.
That's something we're actually doing right for once up here.
I think when you say Cincinnati Sports, it's kind of generic. When you say CincinnatiSports.com, people can take action, get online, and get on the site, check it out.
Exactly. And online right now, you have an absolutely wonderful picture of us out there.
It's a great piece.
We really appreciate that.
Well, we're scurrying to get some stuff on about Odell. Obviously, I've got some bloggers on that, so you guys won't be on there for too much longer, but we did make that up there for you, and hopefully everybody can check it out.
Yeah, I mean, that is it was a nice piece, but you got to get to the big news of the day, and of course that's Odell Thurman and his surprise suspension, although it wasn't much of a surprise to many of us.
Yeah, our heads are just spinning right now. There's so much going on, as you can imagine, especially being a blogger and a writer, just all this news, so just kind of gathering all the facts and want to put up some stuff very soon.
Yeah, it was a big news day. It was. So are we ready for this now, Woody?
I think we're going to go ahead. Are you ready to play Pardon the Horn?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's
Eric,
go,
the intern,
Eric.
Is going to be throwing questions at us, and he'll give up points deciding who gives the best opinion.
All right. Who is the best player that the Reds got in today's trade?
Who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
All right,
I'll
go
first. I think it's obviously Gary Majeski. He's been the dominant pitcher thus far. I mean, he's got an under 3 ERA last season. Career ERA is just a little over 3.5. He's going to be the guy that's contributing from day one. He's going to be a star for us for years. I was kind of thinking Bill Bray because he's a great prospect, but I've got to go with Majeski.
Chris, you want to take it?
I'm going to go with Majeski as well. I think as far as making an impact right away, he's the guy you can rely on to do that. Looks like Bray's a little bit young, a little bit inexperienced, but Majeski's going to come right in, and I think he's going to fill a nice hole in that bullpen.
No, I'm going to go with Clayton. This is a guy who can come in, supply defense right away. He's going to, you know, obviously 260 is not spectacular, but he's going to go out there and do some pretty good offense. He's not going to hurt the team defensively like the guy who was there before.
All right, I'm going to have to go with Mark on that one. He backed it up the most with the facts. All right, next question. Was this trade that just occurred today, is it good or bad for the Reds?
Overall.
What do you want to start?
I'll go ahead and start this one. I'm going to say it's good simply from the standpoint, hey, A, it's actually a trade. They could have traded almost anybody for anybody. The fact that they're out there trying is pretty good. This is Krivsky. He's shown that he's pulled in a couple gems. I mean, he hoodswinked the Red Sox into giving us Bronson Arroyo. He's brought in Phillips. He's brought in a couple other guys. So what's make me believe that he's not going to be able to look at what the Nationals have, find a couple of good ones, and hoodswink them too?
We'll go to Chris next.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think, you know, all you have to look at the other end here, the Nationals and who's running that team. And I have complete confidence in Crispy to come along and outsmart Leather Pants Jim Bowden. So I'm sort of, you know, I have complete confidence for him to pull this off. Also, you look at the trade, everybody's yelling for Dunn to get traded. Well, you know, look at Kearns and Griffey, those two in particular. When is a year have they gone without getting injured throughout the year? I think it was a good move. Dunn's going to stay healthy and you're going to have a rock-solid outfield.
Now, usually I try and take the opposite side just to kind of spice things up a little bit, but I agree. I think this is a good trade. I know a lot of people are upset. A lot of people think we got taken in this, but at the end of the day, it's Krivsky addressing our team's two biggest needs, and if you want to be competitive, that's what you got to do.
I'm going to have to go with Chris on that one for the Leather Pants Bowden comment.
You can't compete with that.
All right, next question. Bronson Arroyo asked not to pitch in the All-Star game because he was too hungover from Sunday. The All-Star game was on Tuesday. Now, are you okay with asking the manager to not pitch?
We'll start with Chris.
Well, first of all, I just want to know, you know, what are you doing on a Sunday night where, you know, at 7 p.m. or whenever the start time was on Tuesday that you can't perform in the All-Star game? One has to wonder what Bronson was out there doing. But I still think it's pretty cool. You know, it's this whole rock star thing. It's only the All-Star game. I don't care. I think it was a good move.
I got to agree with you on this one, Chris, and only because, you know, he is Bronson Arroyo. They didn't really need him. I mean, the whole World Series home field advantage thing, there were other better pitchers that could have gotten the job done, although I don't think this was a Sunday night thing. I think he was not supposed to be out boozing it up, And I think he probably went out Monday night as well.
I think that is absolutely wrong simply because he did not take Trevor Hoffman with him. If he had done that, then maybe the Nationals would have won the game, and that's what he needs to do. He needs to take out his relief staff, drinking with him, because Bronson went out there, only gave up one hit. So whatever he did, it's working. He just needs to pass it along to his teammates.
I'll go with Woody on that one.
Trevor Hoffman bashing, we'll get it done every time.
Every time. All right, next question. So once the dust settles, which Red will step up the second half of the year and provide them with the punch they need?
I think it's going to be Chris D'Onofrio. I know there are a lot of people that are high on him. I am going to take their word for it. I think he's going to come in right from the get-go and be a major league player. I know he's young, but he's supposed to be a giant stud, and he's now going to get the chance that a lot of people wanted to see him get earlier. So now we're going to get to see what he's made out of, and I think it's going to be something that helps us every day.
I think it's going to be Ken Griffey Jr. This is the future Hall of Famer. He's already had his stint on the DL, so he's gotten that out of the way. He's going to be still hitting home run. He's going to get his average up. And this is a guy that could still get it done defensively out in the field. So I think that he is going to step it up. He hasn't really been in a pennant chase before. He's running out of time to do it. So if he wants to make the playoffs, he's got to do it now, and he's going to.
I'm going to go with Dunn. I think this trade maybe angered him a little bit, get a little bit more boost in his back, maybe paying attention a little bit more and hit a lot more homes, get up the home runs, get over to 50 or 55.
I'm going to have to go with Woody on that one. Griffey's had a very quiet first half, and he is ready to break out.
That's awesome. That's spectacular.
He's ready. He already has 18 home runs. He'll probably hit 40 at least.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go. Moving
to Bengals. Ahmad Brooks, is he worth a third-round draft pick for next year?
Absolutely. This is a guy that had first-round talent. This is somebody who, by the way, Eric, we got a phone call if you want to grab that. This is a guy that has first-round talent. He's considered top 10 possibility if, you know, he had come out either last year or this upcoming season. This is going to be one of the best players out there, and you might as well take a chance on him. It's only a third-round pick. I mean, what will we have done anyway? Picked up a Frosty Rucker, picked up a Chris Henry. We've already done that. We've gotten it out of the way, and this is a guy that can contribute this year.
Chris, we'll go to you.
Well, this seems like an emerging trend with the Bengals where every guy they draft has the first-round talent but then has these quote-unquote character issues. And I don't really know what Marvin Lewis is up to, but he obviously knows something. He continues to win with these players. And, yeah, I think it's a great thing.
I got to say that I'm not a big fan of this move. I think that they would have been a lot better off waiting next year, drafting a player that can contribute. My big concern with this is that Virginia isn't exactly known for their, you know, discipline and strong moral ethics off the field. So you got to do a lot to get dismissed from your college team, and he was able to get that done. So I'm going to have my concerns about him going the route of Odell Thurman in the NFL.
And I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're going to have to call it early. Chris, you're getting bumped by Jason Maxfield. Is that all right with you?
Oh, I'm offended.
We'll have to get him back next week.
All righty, guys.
All right, thanks, Chris. Sorry to do that to you, but we got Jason.